In 1873, D.L. Moody went to England and preached at a YMCA. There was a man at that meeting by the name of Robert Boyd, and he wrote this: "When I arrived, the meeting was on fire, and the young men were speaking in tongues and prophesying." What happened there? Well, the fire fell. God was present, and God was moving in the hearts and lives of these men.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's wonderful having you with us today on Truth in Fact. I pray that you're having a very wonderful day in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be saved. Amen. Yesterday, we talked about being endued with power. We talked about the fact that the apostles gave great witness unto the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but also understand that they were also filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit, the gift of God. They waited, as Jesus told them. They tarried in Jerusalem until they received power from on high, the promise of the Father. But now we're going to look at Acts in chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Notice what happened on that great day of Pentecost. On that day of Pentecost, we know this, that the fire fell upon them. Acts 2 and 3 says, "Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them." Talking about those 120 waiting in that upper room. See, the fire represents something. It represents the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, the fire of God represents the presence of God. Moses had turned aside and he saw a bush that was burning, but it wasn't consumed. God told Moses, "Take off your sandals, for where you're standing, it's holy ground." It was holy because God was there. The fire represented the presence of God. Solomon had dedicated the temple to the Lord. And the Bible says, when Solomon had finished praying, that the presence of God came and glory of the Lord filled the temple. And when the people saw the fire of God come down, they bowed their faces to the ground and they worshiped and they praised God. When the true fire of God falls in our lives, we're going to worship God. Amen. You won't worship the flesh or talent or people or preachers or denominations or church names, but you will do this. You will worship God. In Elijah's day, the fire fell. God was present with one man. He wasn't with the 400 prophets of Baal. It might have looked like God was in it, but God wasn't in it. God was with Elijah. How do we know? Because God came and consumed the sacrifice with fire. That means that God's blessing was upon that. He was pleased with that sacrifice. You see, God was with Israel as a cloud by day and fire by night. He led them by his very presence. We need his presence today, my friend, and we need it now. We need Pentecost to come again. We need the fire to fall. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, our churches, our homes, our families, our children, our teenagers. When the fire is in the church, you know that God is present. You know that something is happening, that God is ever near. The fire of God will do something. Well, what does fire do? It burns. Well, what does it burn? It burns off the dross and impurities in our lives. The fire will burn off the spiritual apathy, slothfulness, and lackadaisicalness in our hearts. Yes, we need the fire of God to be ever present in the church. It makes a difference in our preaching, in our singing, in our praying. The fire makes a difference in our lives. It makes a difference in our worship. It makes a dead pulpit alive. It eliminates any possibility of boredom to creep into the church. On that day of Pentecost, the fire fell upon the 120 in that upper room, and they knew the difference. In 1873, D.L. Moody went to England and preached at a YMCA. There was a man at that meeting by the name of Robert Boyd, and he wrote this: "When I arrived, the meeting was on fire, and the young men were speaking in tongues and prophesying." What happened? I'll tell you what happened. The fire fell. God was ever present with them.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.